Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
This is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. It's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors, 480-680-6868. Now, let's get to the show.
Well, tax season is over. Hallelujah, right?
Deep breath.
This past week, it was interesting. We had, you know, it's always the last minute people. We had lots of clients calling, hey, I need my 1089. Can you send that over? You know, this, that. So it's nice to be done with that part because people, that stress of getting your taxes in is over and we can move forward for the rest of the year. So
there's the stress of filing the taxes and then the follow up stress of, oh, now we need that check to Uncle Sam.
Yeah. And hopefully that's not too big, right? Hopefully you plan that out in a decent way.
Yeah. You know, I've had people come in that's their vacation money every year is they plan on the tax return coming back and that's what they're going to spend on their vacation. So if it's not very big, you know, they're going to Motel 6 in downtown Phoenix.
It's a Groupon holiday. Well, you know, that's actually a good question. Where is the sweet spot? Because you always hear the cliches and the theories that your goal is to not get too much back because that means, you know, they actually kept more than you got back. And of course, nobody wants to write a check. So where is the sweet spot for that return?
Well, I guess what I would say is the sweet spot is let's pay as little amount of tax as possible this year and in future years. So again, I would never want one of my clients to have a massive amount that they have to pay, nor do I want my clients to have a huge refund because that means that the government got to use their money for the past year instead of them. And so we
always
need to
agree
find
how they have to spend their money. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. It's so exciting to see how they do it.
And so, I mean, so there's that component of making sure you plan it out. But what I would really want to focus on when it comes to taxes, because that's finally on people's minds. People are thinking about that. And the thing I would propose to you and the thing that we've been harping on is if you look at our current tax rates, they're at some of the lowest levels we have seen in 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Then you look at our national debt and it's at some of the highest levels we have ever seen. It's increasing faster than we have ever seen. It is getting out of control. There are economists and analysts screaming at the top of their lungs saying, if you don't get this under control, we are going to have a massive debt crisis in this country. And so if you look at that, and you say, okay, we have low tax rates. We have a massive debt that's increasing. What does the crystal ball show us in the future? And the crystal ball, in our opinion, is higher taxes. That if you looked out over your retirement over the next 10, 20, 30 years, you are likely to pay higher taxes than you're currently paying now. So we're getting done with doing our taxes, but the focus should be how can I be more tax efficient now and prepare myself to be more tax efficient in the future? And so there is all kinds of strategies and things that need to be looked at. And so, you know, I drive in the car quite a bit. I go between our four different offices. And so you get to hear, you know, the talk radio and you get to hear on the sports station, the different commercials. And there is a financial advisor here in the Valley that they spend a lot of time on their radio advertising saying, if your advisor doesn't have a tax plan, you need a new advisor. Mm-hmm. And Damon and I would tell the same exact thing. We would scream that from the top of our lungs saying, if you do not have a tax strategy with your retirement plan, you are missing out on a huge opportunity. You should be working with someone that's suggesting how you're going to maybe possibly postpone Social Security benefits and spend some of your IRA funds down at a very, very low tax rate. You should be working with a financial advisor that's helping you figure out how to do a Roth conversion. You should be working with someone that's going to show you how if you could save 5 or 10 or 15% in what you're giving to Uncle Sam, that is the equivalent to having a 5 or 10% bonus added into your account or a 5 or 10% return from the stock market immediately because it's about what you keep. It's not about what you have in your account. If you have $1 million in your account and somehow Uncle Sam's going to take 25% of that, then technically you only have $750,000 in your account. If you worked with Damon and I and we could figure out some ways that you could keep another $100,000 of that in your pocket because you're being more tax efficient, that means you now have $850,000 that's your money to spend after Uncle Sam takes his part. And so there's a common phrase out there that says, hey, you need to pay your taxes, but you don't need to leave a tip. And yeah. I saw someone post online a picture showing that they were buying something online. And a screen popped up and asked if they wanted to leave a tip.
For who? Right.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like the tipping thing is out of control, right? You walk up to any place and you put in your order on the computer screen, you do everything. And, you know, there's someone behind the counter, like, getting your food ready or whatever. You put it in through the screen, and it says, do you want to leave a tip? And you're like...
No, they flip it around to you.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, yes. Do you want to leave a tip?
And then they look at you.
And then do you want to round up and donate to this chair? Well, gosh, man, you're making me feel guilty here, you know? So bottom line is, none of us would be tempted to leave a tip to the IRS, mm-hmm. right? That's not even one. I mean, if we were doing our taxes, came to line item number whatever, and it says, how much would you like to pay extra to the U.S. government just because you're a great citizen? No one would put a dollar in that box. Yeah. But that is what we do when we're not doing tax planning with our retirement. So I cannot stress enough. Hopefully right now taxes are on your mind and you're going to say, okay, my ears are perked up. I'm listening. I need to do something this year and going forward. I'm going to be more tax efficient because I don't want Uncle Sam to rob my IRA and my 401k and take a bigger chunk of that money than could be avoided. And so give us a call, 480-680-6868. 480-680-6868. Let's have a conversation. Let's start talking about how you can have a tax strategy along with your investment strategy, because that will make a world of difference in what you're actually able to use and spend in retirement. It's going to be one of the keys to make sure your money lasts as long as you do. And so it's something that we should not be ignoring.
480-680-6868. Damon, when we get done having a conversation before we leave, do y'all flip around the iPad? Do we have to leave a tip for you and Matt and the team?
Now, we should add that to our website, right? So we should have if you would like to provide a tip for listening to our show, go to our website.
You like what you hear? Leave us a review and a tip while you're at it. Damon, let's talk about tax strategy. What say you?
You know, I've never had, if I ask somebody when they come in, is it important to have diversification in your portfolio? They look at me like, well, that's a dumb question. Of course, right? Since I've been little, I've been taught not to put all of my eggs in one basket. Well, how many of you out there driving around listening to the show today have diversification in your taxes? And then, you know, you're sitting there, well, what do you mean, right? Most people right now have been putting their dollars into tax deferred accounts, your 401ks and IRAs. And most people retiring have 70, 80, 90% of their nest egg in accounts that have never been taxed. And yet, as Matt was just describing, we're at very low tax rates compared to history, almost the lowest, and we're at the highest debt. The government, the only way for us to fix that debt is to cut spending and to increase how much we put towards the debt. And guess what? 47% of the government's revenue comes from you and I, from ordinary income tax. And you're sitting on most of your retirement nest egg that has never been taxed. So you're going to pay tax on that at some point. And yet there are opportunities and have been opportunities to become more tax efficient, to create some tax diversification. So now it becomes your choice, right? I sat with a client a week or so ago who came in for a second opinion. They are retiring in May, had somewhat of they'd given some thought. This is a guy that had a spreadsheet, engineer, et cetera. And, you know, they'd kind of just thrown things in there saying, well, okay, I'm going to retire, so I'm going to claim my Social Security. I've saved up a bunch of money in the bank, and so I think I'm going to live on that for the rest of this year so I can pay low taxes and really not have. And then next year I'll start drawing from my IRA and go from there. And when we looked at it, I said, you realize that by, number one, claiming your Social Security right away, you're going to be giving up an 8% growth over this next year guaranteed. It's like, oh, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Also, you realize that by drawing the money out of your bank account, these are dollars you've already paid tax on, you're going to miss out on the opportunity to get about $30,000 out of your IRA tax-free. And you looked at me like, what do you mean? All right. And so as we went through and looked at the different assets that he had, he has Social Security, he has an IRA, he has a very small pension, he's got some money saved that's after tax in a money market account and these different things, we were able to show him that he can get the same amount of income he needs to do the things he wants to do. He wants to take most of the summer and do the projects he's been wanting to do forever on his house. He's got money set aside for that. We were able to show him how to do that and get a lot of dollars out of that IRA that he's going to pay tax on no matter what. He's going to get at least $30,000 out tax-free this year that likely if he waited and did that after the Trump tax cuts expire, he might only get 10,000 out of that tax free. He might not get any out tax free, and the rest of the income he would be taking from that IRA likely would be taxed at a much higher rate tomorrow than it is today. And so these are the types of things that you need to understand, that are there's current opportunities in the tax rates and there are going to be future opportunities. Having an advisor that understands how to use all of the assets appropriately is going to help you keep those dollars in your pocket throughout retirement and replace that paycheck without you worrying about the markets going up or down and paying extra to Uncle Sam. So give us a call, get that second opinion, come and talk to us about your tax diversification. You can reach us at 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868.
This time of the year, you see a lot of people standing on the street corners that were waving the signs, let us help you file your taxes, let us help you out. But then you also see like the robo-advisors, a lot of commercials for that. Like, what's your take on someone who uses software for their tax strategy? Are there any advantages to that?
Well, I mean, the computers are pretty amazing. I mean, AI right now is a huge thing. It's been some of the driving force behind the market going up. There's some exciting things. If you use ChatGPT, it can make things efficient, right? So,
but I guess what I would say with that too, Damon, is if you notice, the standard deductions in taxes these days are super, super high.
Right.
So why do they do that? Well, they did it because they want people to not itemize. The IRS is trying to get people to just do the simple thing, because any computer can calculate that, and then any computer can double check the work. So at the end of the day, the IRS wants you to be able to log in, create your tax return on a piece of software really quickly with the standard deductions, loading your W-2s, whatever it is, and poof, you've got your taxes done in 30 minutes, and then they can put a computer on it to double check it, right? So that's the whole purpose of kind of the change in the tax code over the past few years, is they just want to make it simple for people. And unfortunately, what that does is it takes away some of the deductions, your charitable contributions, things mm-hmm. like that. You don't get incentives to do a lot of that, but it does make taxes easier.
And, you know, I would say for us, where we do that is we will embrace technology to help us be efficient with those types of things. We can plug in numbers, and then it's the actual human element and understanding how to apply the different laws. I mean, those tax softwares are not going to ask you some of the questions that Matt and I have learned to ask, so that we know, okay, well, you're staking a standard deduction on your regular taxes, but you're also paying a 10% tithe to your church. And you're now at 70 years old. Did you realize that we could get both a standard deduction and a credit for that charitable contribution and have them both count by doing what we call a QCD, where you're taking and making that contribution directly from your IRA using that RMD strategy that's there. So there's a software program is not going to ask those questions. They're not going to ask you the some of the questions that help you understand if you're a good candidate for doing Roth conversions or contributions. They're just going to be able to answer questions and put in basic data. And so that helps be efficient and quick. But then the human element, I think, is also still very important to be able to help apply uniquely to each client the strategies that's going to apply to them based on all the different factors that come into play.
Yeah. And you said it earlier, you said the human element. And, you know, let's be honest, the robo-advisor doesn't know what's going on in my life, doesn't know what's going on with my kids and my family. And
you can't call
that robo-advisor. And it doesn't. The robo-advisor does not do the full-on planning, right? The robo-advisor calculates to a penny whatever input you put in there.
Exactly.
But it's not going to make a ton of suggestions and say, oh, hey, it's next year your income should come from your IRA account and you should postpone Social Security benefits. Or next year you should do a Roth conversion of $15,000 and you should do a charitable contribution over here. Or if you're 73 years old or older and you're taking required minimum distribution, it's not going to suggest, hey, you should do a QCD, which is where you can transfer your RMD directly to a charity and not have to show that on your taxes. It's not going to give you any of those types of suggestions. It's going to just spit out whatever information you put in. So again, if you're wanting someone to kind of say, look, obviously we need to file your taxes correctly, we need to put the numbers in correctly, but if you want strategies, that's where you need someone that's going to be suggesting those type of things. And then you could turn to the robo-advisor or the tax software to actually file the taxes, but you need the strategies, the plan, the ways that you're going to become tax efficient. That's the key.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions.
Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.